there are six of them, or are there four?
There was five.
There's five. Where's the fifth one?
We got one left. We wanted to see how this was going first.
It's made a difference already.
Okay, can you tell? I think it's better.
And remind the public that the these are being recorded. Let's see, is there any public comment on non-agenda items? Okay. Consent agenda. Is there anything anybody would like removed from the consent agenda? If not, I will take accept a motion to approve it.
I move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay. Inventory of board policies.
I have nothing to report.
Okay, we're still making progress.
Making progress, but I don't have the full picture yet, so I'll wait until we next meeting. I should have the full package.
Okie doke. Financial dashboard.
I will also say that I did not get a revised dashboard from Rosie for the end of August. I was late in getting her a few numbers, but I didn't see the dashboard, the final dashboard. So.
Okay, we'll take that up next next meeting. If we could get that just emailed around between now and then, that'd be great. Okay. Discussion and decision on the change to the bylaws. It seems like we've talked about this a lot. Can somebody help me out on what exactly is going on here?
So there is in the packet, which has the suggested change to section 3.5 of the bylaws, and it regards that's the section on the minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And the verbiage is written there, which would be the new paragraph for section 3.5.
So this is a typo then? This is 5.3.
It's a typo. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Board discussion.
I think Mr. Chairman is the system here is that this was brought up and the bylaws suggest that we need to put this before the public and give a couple of months or a couple of meetings to be so that everybody has a chance to look at it and understand before we do the final vote. And I think this is the last meeting at which this can actually carry forward. So I think and Chuck and I were involved on the committee for doing this. There's been no changes from last time. So I think, as far as I'm concerned, this, unless the public has something, I think this is, this is what we propose, and I think there's no changes. Is that your?
I'm in agreement. Reading it again, I think it's about as comprehensive and redundant as it can be to make it
comprehensive and redundant.
I guess I reported that comprehensive and it's pretty complete as far as
robust.
Yeah, I don't see how you can make it much more robust than this.
All right. Is there any public comment on our modification to section 5.3 of the bylaws?
3.5
of the bylaws.
Sorry. Yes, there's a typo on the agenda.
Okay. Hearing no public comment, is there a motion to approve the bylaws as written in attachment B?
I will make that motion to approve this change to this bylaw.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you, Chuck and Nick, for taking that on. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Number four, discussion and decision on the fiscal year 2019 budget. Walt is not here. Lana, Jason, you have any color, flavor, anything we should be talking about here?
No, there was a delay at last month's meeting because Ed Blackman in the finance office did not have the revenue numbers, and now they do. And really, that's all we're plugging into our budget is the updated revenue numbers.
Board discussion.
I have a question or clarification, I guess, Mr. Chairman. As I look at the annual expenditure requested budget, we have the preliminary, we have this one. It shows what we say utilities. We had a budget of 42,000. We actually used 47,000. We have a budget for 52,000. And the difference between the 42 and the 47, we were under budgeted. We overspent $5,000, if I read this right. And I guess Jason and everybody can help me do that. So then we kicked the budget up $5,000 to match utilities, and that seemed like a reasonable thing to do. And then several of these others, repair and maintenance, I think we fortunately didn't have as much repair and maintenance, went 105 down to 95, and so we went back to the 105 budget, and we've got 15,000 over, and we add those pluses and minuses over. This is the amount of money that we carry into the reserve. This is how this works. I'm sort of reviewing my, doing my homework on that. But the question I have on this particular thing is under the training, which was somewhat surprising to me, and I guess Jason Bryan can help me, but it's 40,000 was the old budget. Did not spend 40, spent 31, so there's a $9,000 under. But then I look at the number instead of, and then I see an additional budget for this year to be up by 11,000 from 40,000 to 51,000. So I guess I'm trying to understand, and I'm all for training, I'm not picking on training. We didn't use 9,000 of it, and now we're asking for 11,000 for the next year. Maybe you can explain what that's about and why that number changed.
Yeah, Brian, do you remember why we increased the training budget this year? I'm trying to, because this was done so many months ago that let me go back and see.
Well, looking ahead too, there's some new opportunities within the state for certification that haven't been available in the past. The State Fire School has gone through several revisions of training programs, so one of our standards is the Firefighter One program that every one of our firefighters goes through. We're trying to add incentives to offer a Firefighter Two, which has been around for a while. That's not necessarily a new one.
And I know we're looking at Blue Card as well. I can't remember everything that was, I just don't have my notes from that meeting.
There's driver operator certification that's been added that's never been offered before. And each one of those certifications per firefighter comes with a fee. As Jason mentioned, we were looking into Blue Card Command for our captains who run our incident command systems.
So is that a special certification, Blue Card?
It is.
Yeah. The whole city of Bozeman has gone to a Blue Card certification system, and it's basically, it is one of the, if the only, incident command training and certification programs that exists in the United States for structural firefighting. There used to be ITAC, but that was out of Washington. That's gone away now. And so Blue Card comes out of Phoenix originally with the Brunicinis, and it's certainly the only pro board IFSAC approved curriculum out there. And it's an online component. I believe it's 50, 60 hours of online work. And that's what we have to pay for, is that online module portion of it. Then there are actually trainers here in the state. Seth Barker down in Big Sky. I think Culbertson, I don't know if he still is or not. But James Short at Bozeman Fire. So we can get the guys together and do what they call the sim lab, which is a 2-day sim lab, but it's paying for that online module portion of it, and it's pretty pricey. So yeah.
Okay. More board discussion.
Um, I do have another question. Is the original request of capital reserve is $116,000, and now in this one it's $1.4 million, and that's a jump of $1.287 million, and has to do something about the county didn't take into something, and I don't fully understand what all that is. If somebody could help me understand.
Yeah,
that there's a big number change there, not.
Yeah, it's just a formatting that Ed Blackman said this year, it, as opposed to the way you saw it done by the board previously. It's not that the monies have increased. It's just before we didn't list that as a total amount. We were only listing our contribution to the capital reserve,
which would have been 116.
Yeah,
but now what you're saying is we have that this year, but then we're going to add, but some other things there to make this 1.4 million. And is that
1.4 million? Basic, and this is the way, and you'll note, see the note saying total budget reserve. It's 100% of all of our unappropriated funds. Okay. So everything, capital reserve, we have a capital replacement, then we have what is currently marked as buildings and facilities. There's two different funds, and we're working on trying to rename those because they didn't make quite enough sense. Pete and I were just talking about that. And then any other amount, all the cash carry forward money we need to get from July 1st through November when we're not collecting any taxes. It's every bit of unappropriated funds in our account. It's almost like a bank statement. Now again, this is brand new this year. I hope I'm explaining it correctly. But Walt came to me and said, hey, the board's gonna see that number is gigantic compared to what it was before. And it's just a change in how Ed Blackman wanted it written out here. We're not contributing this year $1.4 million to our capital replacement. That would be awesome if we were, but but it makes it look like that. And
it does, and I've been doing these county budgets for about 20 years, and they have gotten more opaque over time than rather clear, and that's not a knock on Ed Blackman, who I have a high regard for. But one thing that Nick, we could consider doing, and I'd be happy to go with you because I could use the refreshers. Ed would give us a half an hour or 45 minutes of time, and we should just go down there and sit with him with this blank sheet and really understand the format that he puts this into. Because what we've done in the past is we've filled these out because he requires us to do these, and they don't look very much like our full budgeting process, which I think is confusing to the public and causes, it just increases the odds of people getting confused about stuff. So I appreciate you asking the questions about it, and I don't have a good answer for you. But thank you, Jason, for
I'd be very happy to.
Yeah, it's a good thing to do. I've been doing this a long time. I'm really good at it. But.
And has not Walt done this also already?
Oh, yeah, Walt. Yeah, and we work with that all the time, and it's great.
But. Yeah, and we only kind of got to this point because the original numbers that Ed gave us for our revenue numbers were wrong. They were off, and so were Central Valley's. They just, it's voodoo.
Yeah, there was a
that's all I can say.
So there was an actual resolution in here they did for Highlight and Central Valley.
They had to change the number.
Two things, to change the number, and then both requested full mill. And then there were some numbers in that I tried to say, well, how do you calculate a mill? And I'm not sure I figured out how to calculate a mill yet.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah, I don't think you'll ever get that one.
Yeah, it's.
Well, maybe we'll have Ed explain that.
Okay, any more board discussion? Questions about the budget? Any public comment on the budget? So we're looking for a motion to approve the budget as presented. Is there a motion to approve the budget as presented?
I move to approve the budget as presented.
Second?
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, extension between Highlight Fire and Gallatin County for temporary assignment. The chief to the 911 center.
So unfortunately, I haven't been able to speak with Jim Doerr, the county administrator, or Sheriff Gookin about Jim's coming back, but I did have coffee with Jim today. And unfortunately, the word I got was that it was looking more like November 1st. So at this point, it's really a question of whether or not the board is comfortable extending another month. And if, yeah.
Board discussion.
Everybody listens. Well, my question is for the chief is, how's this going in terms of what you're doing for them, which you were trying to be helpful to the county and to all right. the people? And how much sleep are you losing overnight because Brian missed something that you would want him to do or not or whatever? In other words, this whole connection. But I really like to hear from you,
yeah.
A, how this is working for you, and B, if you want to continue, because I think it's in our purview to say, no, we have the contract, and we've discussed it, and we don't want to let you do this again,
yeah.
or continue. Now, I don't have any feeling one way or the other, should we do that? So I guess we need to hear from you as to what you think.
Right. So you know, I thought a lot about it after I spoke with Jim today, and the tough part it puts me like in a very kind of strange, untenable position because I could do it another month. I mean, it's a lot of work for me, but I could do it, and I could do it another month. If I don't do it the next month, I don't know. I mean, he is adamant that he's coming back. So, but it may put 911 in a really awkward spot. Because I know that Patrick, who's been helping me, he's got too much DES stuff going on right now that he can't do it by himself, like, and just take over for the month of October. And so I just worry, and maybe it's my exaggerated Catholic upbringing of guilt of not, you know,
helping your fellow
helping him out. But yeah, I could do it, and Brian can speak to how tenable things are for him under these conditions as well.
It's never been better. Nice.
It's so quiet around here.
He's been waiting a long time.
Yeah, he took full advantage. He hit that one so far down the road. That's a nice front. We're doing fine. Yeah.
So during this process, you always have access to him, and you—I mean, it's not.
Yeah, like, that's the big thing. Is I mean, it's not like he's overseas.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if there's a question or something or a conference you two can have, you can have it. It's not like it's gonna.
Yeah.
There's no communication whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, I come by here at least once a day and yeah. check in.
Well, I see you around the house all the time.
Yeah.
So. I know you haven't gone anywhere.
I know, yeah, then, so, yeah.
But then as also this agreement, the memorandum of agreement between Gallen County and Highlight Fire Risk, did that ever get signed?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, there's a...
And so that agreement would obviously continue.
There's a signed copy in our packet.
Yeah, yeah, in the contract is stated says that and it shall be extended beyond the term upon mutual agreement until the current director of 911 services returns. So it's up to you and the county. This hasn't gone in front of the county yet to extend, but I just. Probably be good tonight so that we don't have a special meeting to kind of decide if you guys are going to be okay with that. I mean,
yeah.
The contract doesn't change, the terms don't change. It's just whether or not you, the board is comfortable with it.
I mean, I guess that the way I feel about it, if we were in the middle of
building a new station or something like that, or some other issue that required lots of your time and attention, that I'd be a little bit more concerned. But I think that, you know, having you do another month at the 911 center probably in some ways makes all of our lives easier, and certainly helps better serve our residents if the 911 center is functioning better rather than you left it. And I don't have any particular heartburn. I think when this first rose up and they said a month or whatever, we were all like, yeah, that ain't gonna happen.
Right.
So I'd get a little bit, you know, if they wanted to roll into December, I get a little bit more sort of heartburn. Because right. I think we're enabling some bad behavior on their part. They need to get their act together and figure this out. But I'm okay with another month.
Okay.
So another month, it was the first of
whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we basically, I mean, we signed this contract on the 6th of August. So,
September. It's 2 months already.
Yeah. It'll be 2 months and another week. Yeah.
So two questions, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
Other duties and stuff. One of them is we have this fire truck being built somewhere, and mm-hmm. I know there's some commitments for both of you on that. Is that being impacted in any way for anything going on with this?
No, Brian and I had a date set to go over the final drawings for it. And unfortunately, it coincided with a big meeting for 911, which was a huge user group meeting in the county. So Brian went without me, and I just needed to be at a 3-hour meeting, and he went for the 3-day trip there because I just didn't want to pay to change the plane tickets. And we just talked on the phone. He would go over stuff with Pearson and call me on the phone and say, "What do you think about this, this, this?" And yeah, sounds great. And we already had our spec written and had already accepted their bid. It's all just little tweaks of where this gauge goes and where this knob is turning.
And then the second question, last question on this subject for me is, Lana, is there something from your perspective in terms of your workload and stuff related to this that might...
No.
Okay.
It's been great.
You're much right. More done.
This would be a mutual agreement, of course, with you and the county, right?
Yeah, the county has to agree too.
Yeah.
What's that now?
This would be a mutual agreement. I mean,
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, if they don't want me to continue, I'm out.
Okay.
So yeah. I'm assuming that when Jim Dore gets back, which is on the 26th of this month, he's gone on in the breaks hunting right now, that Jim Anderson is going to sit down with him and say, you know, I think it's November, but that gives me an opportunity to sit down with Jim and say, hey, that is it. I mean, I know we've said it was it at 2 months, but yeah, this is really, really it. I really, really mean it this time.
We've all been parents before.
Yep.
Right? That's going on. Any more board discussion? Any public comment? All right, we don't even need a resolution, do we? Decision.
I don't believe so.
What we need,
unless we want to stipulate.
Just a motion.
An end date.
Okay, so we move to extend to this agreement to November 1.
November.
And then we really, really mean it.
Really, really.
All those deserve a motion.
I'll make that motion.
A second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Chief support. I do want to hear about the fire truck a little bit at some point. I saw pictures on Facebook. That looked awesome. Is that what is it? There?
Yeah. I prepared the fire chief's report. I can start with that. I didn't necessarily list anything in it, but 3 days in Wisconsin, we're good. Then Jason explained, basically, we had everything spec'd out. It was just kind of time to sit down. It's when their engineers give us the drawings of the truck along with the spec sheet, and we just go line by line and say basically yes, 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 or no, we want this changed. And most of the changes that we made at this meeting were just nothing big. It was just you know, change the diameter of the hose bed a little bit to make this compartment a little bigger type of thing. The general concept of the truck didn't change at all. But again, it's hugely beneficial to go out there and say, you know, we want to change this dimension of the hose bed just a little bit. And then Andy, who's our salesman for Hughes, who we're buying the truck from, whether he can answer the question or not, if not, he just walks down the hall, grabs an engineer, brings him into the conference room, and then I can explain what my interest in change is, and the engineer says yes or no. Or we run into a change, and it just kind of happened that the dimension of the hose bed, I'm just keep using that as an example, that I wanted to change, there just happened to be a truck in production that had that same dimension, same setup on it. So to be able to go out there and actually look at the actual product that we'll get and be able to sit there and talk with the engineers about hose load, you know, weight capacity in that compartment of what we want to put in there is hugely beneficial. Rather than, you know, trying to sit and do something out here and then get a truck and have a mistake made on a, you know, almost a $600,000 truck. So. It was good. Do you guys have questions at all?
Just all I care about is how you think the process is going.
It's going good. So at this point, I mean, as long as we don't see any major changes or hiccups, the signatures have been made. We're just waiting on Hughes for the last signature, but I'm guessing the truck now is on slate for production, which will begin in, I don't know, January. It's approximately a 3 to 4 month build time, so hopefully in April or May we'll get a phone call saying it's done, come pick it up. So everything's on track, moving smooth so far.
Maybe it'll be here for the annual meeting in May. It'll be pretty, a nice centerpiece for the annual meeting.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember for sure what the end date contract was, but it is sometime in the spring. Anything else on the visit that you guys would like to hear about?
It's going to be lime green, right?
It's more of a chartreuse, actually.
Chartreuse?
Yeah.
Nice.
We had quite the conversation on paint color the first trip we made. You'd get it just about any color you could imagine.
I used to harass the former chairman about paint color.
Yeah.
Do they put the logos on and stuff there at our... And so,
yeah.
So it's basically ready to roll as soon as you get it in.
Yeah, the only thing is we have to do once we get it here is basically equip it. The biggest project of getting it here is Pierce won't install, and to my knowledge, no fire truck manufacturer will actually install radios in the truck.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So we'll have to have Alan Harper at a shop put the radios in it and program them. But it should be an easy process because through the specking we went through and made sure the wirings ran to the dash to the seat where it needs to go and the radio antennas are wired in. So all he has to do is mount it and plug it in basically and be ready to go. And then just mounting all of our equipment in it will be a little bit of a project.
Sure.
And since this engine is going to really, in theory, replace two pieces of apparatus, we're not having to buy, when most departments buy an engine, they're buying all the equipment on it as well, or we'll be able to use our chainsaws and our hose and all that stuff. It'll be very little new equipment.
Remind me, do we have a truck going away?
Yeah, so one of the engines is going to go away. And we're still trying to decide which one is the crummiest one, which is hard to do.
Flip of the coin.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. They're all, or at least two of them are terrible in their own special ways.
Right. These are the twins we're talking about.
One's a twin and one is Engine 6-1.
Yeah.
Engine 6-1's older and would make more sense on paper to replace, but we actually seem to have more problems with the twins. So, yeah, I don't know. It's a little tricky. But we'll figure it out. That's a good problem to have. Because we're getting a new truck. And then the current rescue truck, we'll hopefully be repurposing as a utility support type vehicle that will keep our air cascade system in. So a non-emergent responding truck that'll be there to set up chairs and water and shelter and be able to refill our SCBAs on scene.
More questions on the chief's report or anything else, Brian, do you want
to? No, I mean, there's a couple of things I think that are worth mentioning. I mean, there's just the normal call members of the department. We, and staffing's still the same, training's still the same. I did want to mention this month of September, we're doing our vehicle rescue training. And we're doing that in conjunction with Best Rate Towing in Belgrade again. And I just wanted to make sure the board is aware, Best Rate Towing is providing us 25 cars to train on for this fall session, and they do the same in the spring. So I mean, that's 50 cars we train on with our extrication gear in a year. And I can tell you on average, a department will maybe do 6 to 10 cars in a year.
And we're pretty hard on those cars, aren't we?
Well, there's not much. When we're done with
do all these cars that they provide you, do any of them or all of them run?
Oh, none of them do. They're all going to scrap. Yeah. Yeah.
And I could give you a car too, couldn't I?
Sure, if you want to donate it.
I'm working on it.
So that's just a huge partnership with Best Rate. You know, for years we relied on the county road department picking up junk vehicles. But we would never get that number of cars through the county. And to be able to put tools in every firefighter's hand and let them do certain maneuvers on other cars is huge, rather than them being able just to witness a few.
So what could we do for Best Rate that would be, they would appreciate? I don't need to answer now, but let us know if it's
donuts.
No.
I mean, we try to give them recognition at all our events. We put up a banner basically thanking them for our support of our vehicle rescue program.
I'd like to draft a letter from the board. We'll sure be happy to sign it if that would be something useful too.
I think that'd be good.
Yeah. And we're trying to also kind of work setting up a training with them. They have basically some new capabilities with a new heavy rescue or heavy wrecker. And possibly looking at a class involving them in the fire service on bigger extrications like semis, dump trucks, that kind of stuff. So if we can kind of coordinate that, plug them into the emergency service end of that, that would, you know, give them some benefit if that event ever happens. Not only us, but Bozeman Fire, you know, anybody around us knows they have the capability to come out and help get somebody out of that type of entanglement.
Just out of curiosity, are they involved with 911 at all? I mean, are they in the pro? Are they? They have to be called.
Well, I mean, in a way, because they're in the rotation. So when there's a car accident, and MHP says send the next rotational wrecker, and they're in the mix of that.
Oh, okay. I was just curious. If
but they don't get pages and you know like that. Okay. Just phone calls to their dispatch.
The other thing I just wanted to mention, I'm sure you guys all heard of the fire in Clarkston last week. Our department played a pretty big role in response on that. The first night, we sent a command brush truck, structure engine, and water tender to it. I actually acted as the county fire warden for the entire fire till the county assist team took it over. And our water tender spent Monday night all night there, so the two guys who were on it worked the fire all night Monday night, and then we had the brush truck return Tuesday with the crew of three, and they spent 14 hours out there working the fire on Tuesday. My involvement was basically Monday night, pretty well all day Tuesday, and a good portion of Wednesday. The kind of the good thing with those extended events is we should be able to get some money back from the DNRC. Basically, once you go beyond an operational period, which the DNRC sets at 8 p.m. at night of the initial attack or the initial start of the fire, They'll basically start to pay as long as, so we did basically what's called a county assist on this fire, which basically says the DNRC needs to come in with aircraft and personnel to help because this is beyond the county's capability. So after that kind of 8 p.m. mark, basically the DNRC starts paying. So we can submit to get the hourly rate for our water tender paid for that night. The brush truck's a co-op engine, so we can't collect any money for that because it's owned by the DNRC. And then the guys who worked the fire all Monday night and all Tuesday will get paid state firefighter rate for
cool.
that. I mean, that's not necessarily through the district, that's kind of through the state, but at least they get some compensation for being out there.
And good experience for our guys and gals, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, the thing with mutual aid is hopefully the mutual aid partners get it so we get the experience off of it and not have to deal with it necessarily in district. So yeah, it's huge. And outside of that, we responded to two structure fires last week in assist mutual aid. One was in Central Valley, one was in Amsterdam. That's about it. It was a busy couple of weeks.
Yeah, go back to question eight about the rescue extraction. Is it just those 25 vehicles and just this department doing that training, or is this a county-wide?
That's just us.
Just you?
Yeah. Wow.
It's about one vehicle per person. Well, not quite half a vehicle per person. I mean,
that's pretty much what we shoot for, is one vehicle per person.
Good. Any other board questions? Discussion? Any public comment on the fire chief's report? Okay. Trustee announcements. Or trustee activities. We got some stuff from the Montana Fire Trustees Association. We are not members of this, as I understand it.
I don't think the board ever officially became members.
Right, that's correct.
And I just don't have a strong opinion about it. I have been to one of these probably a decade ago and not been back since. I totally support board members if they want to go, consistent with our travel policy and all that. If you want to go check it out, report back on whether or not we ought to become members of this. I'm happy to support that. Other than that, I got nothing about it. I'm not going. I'm going to be on the East Coast those dates. Any announcements?
I guess what order this might play, but we've been in this meeting room, and I guess I would ask the chairman to conduct a poll as to whether the acoustics is better, the same, or worse, and get members of the public to comment as to whether these panels that you noticed on the wall way up here are functioning or not. Does anybody have any
public comments on the acoustics, he says as he grabs.
I think it's better.
Much better.
Yeah.
Sounds a lot less echoey.
Yeah, much
better.
Yeah, when you brought that up, I just looked up and I thought, those weren't there before.
Didn't we have some more? Or is that?
No, I mean, we have one more of these red squares.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think it makes a huge difference. I mean, even when we had them last meeting, just lying around the room, I thought it made a big difference.
Seems like he has material for more, didn't he? I think he bought them.
But there is some more fabric in them, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, but we'd have to order more. That's the easy part.
So, that being said, I would suggest that maybe the chairman...
More acoustic panels. Is that right?
Well, we might need more acoustic panels. I think it's better. I can hear him better. I can hear everything is better for me, and I'm one of the, I guess, alpha testers because I'm deaf. But I guess I would suggest that maybe the board write a thank you to the person who built these. It's a donation by Old Mill Builders.
Happy to do that. How about at the next meeting if we could get a draft? Thank you. We will all sign it. Any public comment on announcements or trustee activities?
Okay, I think we should just not do the work session tonight since we're missing two trustees, and one of the purposes of doing that work session is to get us working together as a board. So unless you guys think otherwise, let's just...
Well, I'll be honest with you, this last month has been a rough month for me, so I bet.
Zero time, yeah. No worries. So we'll just kick that to next time, and when we do that work session next time, well, let's just have hard copies of all that, of all our goals and stuff, so we know what we're working for.
Yep. And I printed them off, I was going to go get them, but since we're not going to do the session, I'll use it as scrapbook.
Okay, now comes the fun part. Next meeting should be the 16th. I am highly likely to be out of town. How would you guys like to go? How about the 23rd?
No, I won't be here the 23rd. In fact, we planned a trip to start the 17th, so I can make the 16th, so I prefer to hold the 16th, sir. But
no good deed goes unpunished, Nick. Want to go the 9th?
That would work for me.
Or the 30th? What do you think, gang?
Either should be fine.
What's that?
I said either or any.
Yeah, any of that. They're all, I don't have anything.
If we go the 30th, we're out 3 weeks in November. How's November look for everybody? The 13th, I'm not going to be here the 13th of November. It doesn't look good for me. All right. Let's go for the 30th of October. And then we'll figure out November when we get closer. How's that sound?
The 30th of October is fine.
Nick, shaking your head.
Yeah, I'm good. Well, I'm just wondering, I'm not very good at costumes and masks and stuff. Are you going to force us to have some kind of a Halloween mask?
Yes, you're going to come as a fireman.
A fireman?
Yeah.
30th will work for me.
Okay. 30th it is. Same bad time, same bad channel.
And I apologize, I just realized I didn't put this in the Chief's report, but October 6th is the pancake breakfast.
Oh, yes.
October 6th. Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you all for coming.